Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for The Money Smarts for You show. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. I want teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. June begins in a few days, and with it comes wedding bells. The best wedding gift you can give yourself and your beloved is to stay within your means when it comes to wedding and honeymoon expenditures. Discuss it honestly beforehand and stick to your expense plan, knowing that when it's all over, you will both be the happier for it. If you're in the midst of planning your wedding and are still looking for ways to save money, here are a few ideas for you to consider as you look forward to tying the knot. Number one, what do you most want to remember about your wedding? Before my stepdaughter's wedding, a good friend gave me a great piece of advice. He said, just make sure you have good food, good drinks, and good music, and everyone will have a good time. It is easy to get caught up in the minutiae that every magazine or website wants to sell you, but in the end, it is your wedding. Keep in mind that from the beginning of the ceremony to the end of the ceremony, you are talking about 6 hours of your life. If you want to extend the time to include the rehearsal dinner, if you have one, and then the goodbye brunch, if you have one, then you're talking about a grand total of 36 hours of your life at the most. Between the whirlwind of excitement and the family and friends you will want to visit with, when it is all over, you won't remember if the tablecloth had white-on-white embroidery or if the dishes had a silver border along the edge. You will remember if you hugged your granny, your best girlfriends, and your favorite aunt. So focus on what you most want to remember and then let the rest go. Number two, your wedding venue. You can get married in a church and have a reception at a country club, or you can tie the knot in a park and have cake and champagne in your best friend's living room. Again, it is all about what you want to remember and what will feel good to you and your beloved, and what will work with your spending plan or the means that you have allocated to get married. Is the beach the place you met? Then maybe it is a good place to get married, providing the weather is with you. When making this decision, find out if there is a booking fee, a minimum concession fee, and of course, what the cancellation fees or cancellation policy is in the event things fall through at the last minute. Many nonprofits like museums, botanical gardens, local zoos, and others will gladly serve as your venue. And your booking fee may turn out to be a tax-deductible contribution to the organization. Shop around if you have the time, and if not, then pick from five: a park, a nonprofit, a friend or family member's home, a church hall, or an inner hotel. Some hotels will include your honeymoon package or a couple of nights at their hotel in the fee that they are charging you to be able to use their ballroom, depending on what size event that you have. So make sure you ask about that when you're discussing the possibility of booking with an inn or a hotel. Number three, wedding dress. You may want the traditional white dress, and if so, you may want to look online at sites like Rent the Runway or check out resale shops in your area looking for an appropriate dress. Also, many wedding retailers have dresses that are last year's style or floor models that may be half price for a designer look. Just make sure before you buy it that it is not stained, ripped, or damaged, because those pieces are not returnable. You may prefer to go with a vintage suit or a simple sheath dress, something that will let you feel like an elegant princess where you can walk around easily to mingle with your guests and dance the night away. Flowers. I'm an advocate for potted plants as the floral arrangements of choice for a wedding. White phalaenopsis orchids offer a modern minimalist look for a very clean look on tables and the bar. They're also very reasonably priced. you could be looking at spending anywhere from $25 to $35 per potted plant. And they're just very elegant. You could also use something like Pink Impatience, which is sweet, small, and precious. Hydrangeas come in a rainbow of colors and soften a room. And you can wrap the container in chiffon, tulle, linen, or ribbon. Consider a woven wrapper that's natural or a color. And you could even consider shiny foil that reflects the candlelight on each table, depending on what look you're looking for. After the big event, these plants can be part of the landscaping for your home when you return from your honeymoon, or they can be given as favors to special friends or donated to a nursing home to brighten an invalid's room. Recycling these beauties will make your carbon footprint just a bit smaller and save you money too. Your reception. Back to the question of what do you want to remember? If you invite the most important people in your life, who I assume are your family and your closest friends, then you may be able to offer heavy hors d'oeuvres that suffice for a meal, cake, and a dessert tray, and then an open bar. For this kind of reception, it costs about $100 to $150 per person to entertain, without adding in the music and flowers. If you have 100 people, then that will cost you $10,000. A live band will add another $5,000 to $10,000. And then the flowers, depending on what you select, can range anywhere from $500 to $5,000. A DJ, a small quartet, or your iPod and speakers can bring down the music cost quite a bit. Using potted plants as your flowers can also bring your flower budget down quite a bit. Cake and champagne is perfect for a simple and elegant celebration. A small string quartet can provide the ambiance that makes it special. People who love you want to share your happiness and will be pleased with whatever you offer to them. Make it work for you and your beloved and your budget. You want to stay within what you can afford. Having a huge debt to pay off right after you marry is not the way to start your life together. Your honeymoon. After my husband and I planned our very simple wedding, making invitation lists, getting invitations sent out, arranging hotel rooms for out-of-town guests, and deciding what to serve and who to bake the cake, we were a bit tired, and I mentioned that it would be great to go on a vacation. He turned to me and said, "I think that's called a honeymoon." Keep in mind that even though you may need to rush back to work, you want to take a couple of days off after your wedding so that you can relax together, you can have time to be alone together, and you can recover from your celebration and the work that you did to plan it. Wherever you go and whatever you do to get away together, it can be as easy as staying in a local hotel or a small country inn out of town, to flying far away to an exotic locale. It's really up to you. Again, try to stay within your budget. Work to do that. It's worth it. If you have reward points from work travel, consider using them to pay for hotel rooms and airline tickets. If you can't take the time to get away for 5 to 10 days, then consider taking a road trip to a nearby vacation spot where you can rest, relax, and enjoy each other's company. In selecting your venue, many hotels will provide the newlyweds hotel rooms as part of the package if you book your reception at their location. So ask about that option and find out if they will give you a discount if you extend your stay. Remember things like sunscreen, proper attire, and comfortable shoes. The last thing you want on your honeymoon is sunburned skin or hobbled feet. Do your best to leave work behind, turn off your electronic gadgets, and focus on each other. It will be one of the few times in your life you will be able to leave your everyday world behind. Photographs. A suite of engagement photos, wedding portraits, and wedding pictures can cost upward of $5,000. Again, ask yourself what you want to remember. Is it your first dance as a married couple, a picture with your grandmother, your aunt, a best friend? Make a list, and when you interview photographers, find out how they work a wedding. Is everything posed? Are candids their specialty? Have they got references to offer to you? What is the best way to communicate with them? Email, text, phone? If you can't afford a professional photographer, then consider asking your friends to be in charge of the memories. In this day of selfies and Instagram, Pinterest, and posting to social media, your friends may come up with a few extraordinary, as well as embarrassing, photos. These may not be what you want, but you will be able to remember the day. You may want to contact a local high school or university art department to find out if there are any students who might be interested in being responsible for the formal and post pictures, so maybe you would have some of the shots you really want. Compare their fee to what a professional would charge you and then make the decision that's best for you. Disposable recyclable box cameras are still sold in stores. And if you put one on each table for your guests to use and leave for you to develop and enjoy, you will find out what the party was like for everyone. Back to reality. With all the excitement and the glitz of a wedding, with the white dress and the tux and all the pretty things on the table, sometimes people forget that once they get married, they will come back to a reality of living together and living in a day-to-day life. So let's talk about back to reality. If you survived planning a wedding and sticking to an expense plan while doing it, then the reality you return to after your honeymoon will be much better than if you have an additional mountain of debt related to your six-hour wedding event. If you can carry those disciplines into the rest of your marriage by setting savings goals and maintaining an expense plan that you both regularly review and share, you will be on your way to a successful life together. Oftentimes, women will allow men to be in control of the checkbook and be the one who sets the budget and be the one that basically handles the money. I really recommend that both partners start out their marriage with both of them working on that together. For one thing, it saves time. For another thing, it means that both of you know what's going on. You can address shortfalls much more easily. You can also talk a little bit about maybe one of you spending a little bit more money than they should be, or possibly isn't as well disciplined in handling money and how to go about reining that in. There's always room for a splurge, but you need to plan splurges. Sometimes you'll want to work really, really hard to save some money, but you need to build in a pressure cooker release valve, because being well-behaved like that will usually lead you to make a mistake or purchase something extravagant that really isn't needed and necessary just because you've been so careful. And it's good if you plan those splurges and figure out what they'll be. Maybe he needs a new suit. Maybe you want a new dress. Or maybe you want to both go on a weekend trip together someplace close by. So discuss that. Figure that out. Figure out how to reward yourselves for good financial behavior. Remember that marriage takes work, no matter how much you love each other. Make the effort to have special alone time, whether it's a weekly date or weekly cuddle time or both, in order to keep the magic going. Turn off the outside world and focus on each other. Light candles, play soft music, listen to each other. When you get cross with each other, which will happen, then remember to avoid name-calling and physical violence. Work to express your feelings using I words, such as, I feel hurt, rather than make accusatory statements like, you hurt my feelings. If you find you need counseling, most communities have nonprofit counseling centers with sliding fee scales, where you and your spouse can find help. Before you give up on each other, get help and make the effort to do the work. Weddings bring with them the promise of a new and happy future. If you want more information about things you need to do or things you need to know before you get married and while you're planning your wedding, take a look at my book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics, which is for sale on Amazon. In the three chapters in my book about engagement and marriage, I cover how to talk about money together, about how to handle debt and other financial responsibilities, prenuptial agreements, engagement rings, and an expense plan for weddings. It makes a great gift for the new graduate or the newly engaged. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at Money Smarts for You. That's M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S. The number for the letter U.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at MoneySmartsForYou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.